This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joining us now, our buddy Ryan Wilson covers the NFL for CBS Sports. Ryan, I want to start with Aaron Rodgers. Where the heck does Aaron Rodgers land?
Tim, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Up in the handsome quotient of in the booth today.
So thank you.
That's an upgrade. That's the question for Steelers fans especially, and it certainly feels like, at least according to reports, that Aaron might be leaning towards Minnesota, and that would make sense, right, because that team is ready to build to have a ton of success right away, especially on offense. They have to play, make sure the skill position players will get Darisaw back at left tackle. He suffered the injury last year, and then we know what Brian Flores has done with that defense. And if you can win 14 games with Sam Darnold, the sky feels like the limit with even the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. The problem, of course, is that the Giants and the Steelers need a quarterback, and the Steelers of those three teams are in the worst shape quarterback-wise, both near-term and long-term. They don't have a second-round pick. They don't pick till pick 21. The Vikings have J.J. McCarthy, if they want to go with their former first-round pick from a year ago, and the Giants have the third overall pick, so they could potentially take a Shedeur Sanders. So I do not know what the plan is in Pittsburgh, other than they re-sign Mason Rudolph, which you can't feel great about in terms of going into 2025 like that. So everyone has to wait, and this has been the case in recent years, on whatever Aaron Rodgers decides to do. The question, of course, is which Aaron Rodgers are you getting? Are you going to get the guy that limped his way through last season until probably the last five or six games? Or are you going to get closer to whatever, 70% of what Aaron Rodgers was a few years ago in Green Bay?
Hey, Ryan, is Abdul Carter the best player in the draft?
You know, I'm hesitating because Travis Hunter is the number one guy on my board, but 1A is Abdul Carter. And Abdul battled through injury at the end of the season, and I just mentioned that because Travis Hunter, at his size, you worry about the injury concern if you're going to play him more than perhaps you should, just because he's so intriguing on either side of the ball. But Abdul Carter, 1 year as an edge rusher, and he looks like he's been playing there his entire life. He was an off-ball linebacker prior to that. And he just plays the game differently. And you know this, Vinny, you go through, you're sitting there watching 10 different edge rushers, and you finally see someone that does everything differently. That's Abdul Carter.
No doubt. That's what I said yesterday after I had watched him.
Right. And I love the idea, if you're the Browns and you don't like Shador, Shador doesn't like you, man, just take Abdul Carter and pair him with Myles Garrett, because you're not double-teaming both those guys, and then that can solve a lot of your problems on offense.
Ryan, this defensive line draft class has been talked up a lot. Is this one of the better crops of defensive linemen you've seen in a few years?
Yeah, it's really deep there. And you know, Tim, it's funny because when the media and fans, they always want to focus on the quarterback, and that determines whether it's a good class or not. Quarterback class isn't great. Everywhere else, especially, you know, we talked about Abdul Carter, the edge rushers, the interior defensive line, they're going to be dudes drafted on day three that can help you right away. It starts with Mason Graham for me, who he doesn't look the part necessarily. Like, he's not going to get off the bus looking like Calais Campbell, but he is a fantastic football player, even if he has shortish arms, even if he weighs 300 or a little less than that. His teammate Kenneth Grant is a dude at 330. Walter Nolan at Ole Miss is another juiced-up interior defensive lineman. There are differing opinions of Derek Harmon out of Oregon. I like him, but I don't love him. I describe him as a slow burn, but he does exactly what you want an interior defensive lineman to do, both versus the run and the pass. And I could keep naming names, and I'll tell you quickly, I'm looking at my big board here. I have 15 players as day one.
Wow.
And middle day two picks. Just guys in tier defensive line you just draft, and you can feel pretty good about sticking them out there and getting some production right away.
Hey, Ryan, let me ask you about Jalen Walker out of Georgia, because I had a hard time with him, you know, because he's 6'1", his arms are shorter. I didn't think he was a great inside linebacker, what people call off-ball now, inside linebacker. And then at 6'1", 240 or whatever he is, you know, against big tackles in the league, does it? You almost have to have him be a piece that fits your defense to take him. Is that right, or am I wrong?
No, that's right. And I think we did a mock draft the other day, and I had him going to Dallas because they like those type of players, like DeMarvin Overshown, the freakish athletes. But DeMarvin can't stay healthy, and then you can move him around that defense. And Micah Parsons moved from off ball to edge once he left Penn State and got to the NFL. But I like the versatility that Jalen Walker provides. And that's the question. Where do you play him at 6'1", 243? That's not how you build an edge rusher in the lab. But every time you watch Georgia, he is always around the ball, and he's usually hitting someone pretty hard.
They got him blitzing a lot on the inside, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They'll have him sort of standing up in the A-gap and creating mismatches there. Another guy, I don't know if you've seen him yet, and he's still 20. I don't think he's turned 21 yet. But Jahad Campbell at Alabama.
I love him. Because I think he can be an elite rusher when he learns it, because he's got takeoff. He ran 4.52. I love that guy because he is an inside linebacker. He can play inside.
And I have him graded ahead of Jalen Walker. I have them both going in the first round. But Jahad Campbell, just because he's younger, he's going to get stronger. And then the athleticism, you're not coaching that anyway. And you watch him play with his hair on fire, and you're like, oh, boy, the things you could do with that kid as well. I like them both a lot. And we talked to Jalen at the combine, and he's a great young man. But I think, to your point, I lean a little bit more to Jahad Campbell, who, as you know, is primarily an off-ball type player.
We're speaking to Ryan Wilson, covers the NFL for CBS Sports. It's Vinny and Haney on The Fan. Ryan, who do you have mocked to the Ravens in your latest mock draft?
Let's see what we got here, Tim. The Ravens, we had them taking Walter Nolan, interior defensive lineman. I don't know how much of a need you think that is, but the juice with which that man plays in terms of getting off the snap, you talk about what they have there with who's the guy from Texas A&M that's so good?
Nnamdi Madubuike.
Yeah, they have Nnamdi. They have the kid out of UConn who I like a lot.
Travis Jones.
Thank you for giving me the names. And when I'm in the 2025 class, I forget everyone's name who's drafted prior. But Walter Nolan fits that sort of mold. And the idea of three of those guys like that along the defensive line, I don't know what the solution would be if you had to face the Ravens interior defensive lineman.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ryan, when I saw the Shamar Stewart, when I saw his combine numbers and stuff, I said, man, I can't wait to watch this guy on film.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching him on film, and I'm like, what am I liking here, you know? He doesn't make a lot of plays. I was very disappointed in the film.
Yep, no, and you're not alone, Vinny. And you talk to teams, and they say the same thing. And you're banking on the physical tools. And we talked to him at the combine. And he didn't say this, but I sort of said it for him, because Nick Sport and his teammate, who was an edge rusher as well, transferred from Purdue, and his production was down as well. And you wonder if it's just a matter of getting in the right scheme and being asked to do the things that you do well. He reminds me a little bit of Darius Robinson coming out of Missouri last year, the first-round pick for the Cardinals, because of that size. He's a better athlete, but to your point, it didn't translate week in and week out. But when you see the numbers, and he was mad, by the way, that he ran a 4.59. He thought he was going to run in the 4.4s, and that's great for the combine, but you have to translate that to on the field. I think he's going to be a better pro than he was at college, but you have to ask those questions, because when you're the best athlete on the field and the production doesn't show up on the stat sheet, you got to start asking questions why.
Ryan, last thing for you, owners meeting for the NFL later on this month, but a lot of the rule proposals have come out. I saw the Lions, they want to completely redo how the seeding works after the number one seed. It wouldn't just be by division. I saw the Steelers wanted to do away with the first downs from illegal contact, defensive holding penalties. Of course, the tush push has been a big talking point. What did you think of some of the rule proposals?
I'm laughing, Tim, because I hope the Steelers propose a rule where they do it with the quarterback position, because that's going to be their only hope going forward. I do like the idea of what was the first one you mentioned there?
The basically reseeding. They would give.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea, because a lot of times it doesn't happen all the time, but there's an occasion where a team wins the division where they've won 9 games, or in the past, the Rams way back in the day won 7 games, I think, and won the division. And I think it's, you can call it unfair if you want. That's how the rules are written. But for a team to be a 12 or 13 win team and have to go on the road in round 2 and play a lesser team, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense for me. And that feels like a pretty easy fix. I would also like a rule, and I don't know if one was proposed, where we just let the robots figure out where the ball is in terms of on the field, instead of some random old timer who works weekends as a referee trying to tell us what is and what isn't a first down. But it feels like, and Vinny would know better than me, a lot of times these rules are proposed, and rarely do the common sense ones make their way through.